This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Mark Russo from Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Okay, go by area of the Midwest, and then maybe by day if you can. Tell me who can plant when, and I would suspect, although there are planters rolling in parts of the northern part of the state of Illinois, let's give them 2 days to what they really ought to be in. Tell me, who can go when?
Yeah, well, we're getting the open weather, which for some areas of the Midwest, particularly the northwestern belt, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska, they had open weather this past weekend. Now, today generally is an open day. Tomorrow also, with the exception of some scattered storms in portions of eastern Iowa, far northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, but the rest of Illinois, let alone the Midwest, will be open tomorrow. And for Wednesday, it's primarily areas east of the Mississippi River, Illinois again, Indiana, into Ohio, Michigan, southern Wisconsin will also be open. Out west, though, that's when we see rains begin in areas of Nebraska, western Iowa, into Minnesota later in the day on Wednesday. And this is a front that will be advancing very slowly across the Midwest and will be morphing into what we call a closed low or a upper level storm system that basically sits and spins over the Midwest for an extended period of time. And so we see that beginning to evolve on Wednesday and then slowly work its way eastward across the Corn Belt as we go into the upcoming weekend and even lingering into the early part of next week. So all in all here, the best days here for planting are, you know, today, tomorrow, and then in the eastern areas on Wednesday.
The slow mover sounds like it'll dump a lot of rainfall just because it's slow. Am I right or wrong?
Well, it depends. Some closed lows do produce a heavier rainfall. Actually, this is one of them coming up. But other closed lows here don't necessarily produce the heavy rainfall totals and produce just kind of more drizzly, scattered light rains. But the fact that this one's kind of beginning to stall out initially out west, that is able to, you know, tap into this Gulf of Mexico moisture feed and produce heavier rainfall. Looks like kind of the epicenter here coming up in the areas of northern Missouri, Iowa, far western Illinois.
And how much rainfall?
Well, when all is said and done here, those areas could get in excess of 2 inches, even some localized heavier rains here. And even with some of the colder temperatures associated, some portions of Iowa could even see some snow with this as well.
Okay, now turn your attention to other parts of the world that produce corn and soybeans, China in particular.
Yeah, China is going to be improving here. Now, northeastern China has been very, very cold in Manchuria, their northern corn and soybean acreage. That is now in the process of changing, and by the end of this week, we do see warmer than normal temperatures evolving in that region, and that looks to persist all of next week. So those warmer temperatures are needed to aid in field work prep and planting.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Thanks for being along with us. I'm Todd Gleason.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.